Yeah, sure. Looking forward, no, going forward for it. You know, it has been a long time coming, to be honest with you, Cullum. And look, lads have trained well themselves during the lockdown and stuff like that from January on. You know, so we're back now since, I suppose, we're back 8 or 9 weeks now at this stage. And looking forward to the game. We've got a fixture, and we know we're playing Dublin. So just something to look forward to over the next kind of 10 days.
The lockdown obviously was kind of tough for you. Obviously, the players probably doing their own training at home, but you didn't have it together as a group. But as you say, now you've had that 8 or 9 weeks kind of build up.
Yeah, it has. And look, you know, look. I suppose we've graded our comeback. You know, with the guys training and upping the intensity and upping the games and trying to get matches into them. Look, there's a lot of injuries happening, but look, we've been very lucky with the people that we have involved. Adam McCarthy, strength and conditioning coach, Darren, and. And Colm, who are two physios, you know, have done a fantastic job, you know. So look, we've a clean bill of health at the moment. Anyway, touch wood that stays the way it is. So fellas are in good form. They came back in great shape. That's a credit to Adam and the strength and conditioning guys involved with Cork GAA. So look, look, all systems going now, you know.
Looking ahead to the fixture next week, then to the game, are you confident going into it?
Yeah, sure. Look, as we can be, look, Dublin have the advantage of having a game against us, but look, I suppose we've the advantage of seeing what they're like and what they have out there, you know. So, look, really looking forward to it. You know, it's fantastic that it's going ahead. It's a long time. Look, we're kind of took over the team in October 2019. So, look, it's nearly two years ago. Do you know what I mean? So, it is a long time, and we're nearly the longest team ever in Championship, you know, that kind of way. But look, to be great to get there and perform and look, and as long as we perform, we're hoping, look, that'll be good enough, you know.
I suppose it's the strangest time ever to possibly take over, as you said. Like, it's nearly 2 years ago, but like a year of that has been during COVID, and it's been a very, very strange time to be involved in a management team or to be involved in sport or GAA in general, isn't it, Pat?
It has, yeah. And look, I think, look, I suppose we won't be complaining, you know. A lot of people's lost their jobs, a lot of people have still their financial side of things are very, very stressful for a lot of people, especially in the pub scene and the hotel scene, the hostelry scene, all that kind of crack, like, you know. So look, we're delighted to get our opportunity, and we're doing everything that's in place, COVID restriction based and all that kind of thing. But the lads have been brilliant. The young fellas have been fantastic themselves. They're very self motivated to play with Cork. They come from great clubs, great families, you know, and they've come back in fantastic shape for us. Obviously, and that's all self motivated, because there was no get togethers for 5 or 6 months. That was them doing it, a few Zoom calls, but we try to keep that to a minimum, because a lot of them are in college and don't know. Look, Zoom is as we are.
How much do you get out of that anyway, I suppose, you know?
You get a bit. Look, you get a bit, but look, I think you get a bit if you don't overdo it. Do you know what I mean? Because I think Zoom was fantastic. There was a new thing that came in COVID, but I think fellas found fairly quickly that, you know, being on Zoom calls and Zoom meetings over and over again is fairly, it can be fairly numbering, you know.
Looking at Dublin then as a side, what do you make of them?
Look, Dublin very strong. We got to go up and see them last week. These two teams have met in an All-Ireland final at under-17 level. That Cork won by 2 points. They had a man sent off 15 minutes, but we knew they were very good. We've Trailock Martin there from, he's involved with Christians from Ballygarry, he's a Wexford man originally. He's involved with us, and Trailock was in Dublin for good years and would have been involved with Dublin minor teams and at their scene, so we've known how good Dublin were all along, and it wasn't a surprise that they beat Galway. Even though Galway were favourites, it didn't come any surprise to us. So look, I suppose the one benefit was that in the last 5-6 months that you were doing COVID, you got to see and analyse a lot of teams, and we could see how good they were, you know. But look, we'll be concentrating ourselves, we'll do a small bit of work on them, but mainly it's about getting ourselves ready, you know.
Great, thanks Pat, best of luck against Dublin and for the season.
Thanks very much, Paul.